Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, Chof Aleph Adar, the 5th of March, Rabbi Shmuel Nossen Greenberg Shlita, Parsha theme.
Good morning. The Parsha this week deals with several subjects. We have the eagle, we have Shabbos, we have the Mishkan, several subjects. We're going to try maybe to find a theme that runs through all of them and try to connect what's going on in the parasha together. The bulk of the parasha, the main subject of the parasha deals with, is the Maisa Eagle. The story of the eagle, the Chet Eagle. And for some reason, the Torah puts the Chet Eagle right in the middle of Melech HaMishkan. So we have Truma and Tetzaveh. Then we have the eagle. And then we have V'yakol Pekudek, bang in the middle. And similarly, that would be a funny place to put the story of the eagle. You know, it's a famous machlekes, Rashi and Ramban, whether the Mishkan, the Tziv of the Mishkan was before the eagle, or they only commanded on the Mishkan after the eagle. But either way, the Mishkan should either be before the eagle, or it should be after the eagle. Why is the eagle bang in the middle of the Seder HaMishkan, or the story of the Mishkan? So in order to understand this, first you have to understand what the Mishkan was. Why we have a Mishkan, what's the purpose of a Mishkan, And why the Torah devotes so many parashas to the Mishkan. We don't find any other mitzvah in the Torah, any other idea in the Torah that is devoted to so much time and space. We have Truma, Tetzaveh, parts of Kesiso, Vayakel, Bikudei, which seem to be repetition of each other. Then we have the Korbonos, which we're negea in the Mishkan, Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, Tazri, Metzorah, Achrimos. All parashas do with the Mishkan. There's no other din in the Torah that the Torah spends so long discussing. Why is the Mishkan so important and so necessary to devote so much time and space?
And repeat.
Also, we have in this week's parashah the mitzvah Shabbos. We know Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us that the Torah puts Shabbos next to the Mishkan. We learn that all the dinei, all the melachos in the Mishkan are also on Shabbos. What's the connection? The Gemara is obviously not telling me. I see Shabbos, Mishkan, Hekesh together. The Torah puts Shabbos next to the Mishkan. I mean, there's a fundamental connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan, and therefore, what's forbidden on Shabbos, the Malach was used in the Mishkan, on Memela forbidden on Shabbos. What's the connection? Why are they so close? Why are they intertwined? So in order to understand the Mishkan, what was really going on, and sound like this. Now, these are not my, these are things that I've understood. It's my understanding of things I've learned. They're not my Chedushim. The Rebbeinu created the world. His tachlis, he didn't want a world, a physical world, which was completely disconnected, which was completely separate from Shemaim. He didn't want an oritz which was disconnected. Come, live your physical life, do what you like. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose of man, the purpose of the creation was to bring the spiritual, to bring the ruchnis into the world, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into this world, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to connect the Shemaim with the oritz, to bring the two together. And when one connects the Shemaim with the oritz, when one connects the two together, then the chios, the shef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down to the world, comes down in abundance, and there's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gilui of a malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the purpose, which is the reason why we're here, to bring the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, until the Mishkan was built, there was no such idea. Baruch Hu wasn't, so to speak, found in the world. The only people who megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who megala, lived the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were the obvious, from Yitzchak Yaakov, the Shvatim. But the world itself, so to speak, didn't have the connection, the ruchnis it needed in order to have a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. In order to do that, we need a Mishkan. Rosh Hashanah, create the Mishkan. And slowly, in stages, we start with a Mishkan. Rosh Hashanah, create the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the midpo. It was closed. It was disconnected. The Goyim had no connection to the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael were locked away from the Goyim. They were living in the midpo. And there was a small mokum. The Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here is a connection. And they continued till they came to Israel. They built Mishkan Shiloh. And Shiloh was already a physical structure. Shiloh was already a binyan shel avonim. It was a stone structure. It was a physical structure. It still had a fabric roof, like curtains, a cloth, ureas as a roof. But it was a physical structure. It was already found within the world. It was within Eretz Yisrael, within Malchus of... Okay, it wasn't kings yet, but within Klal Yisrael, within Eretz Yisrael. Until we came to the next stage, they came to Yerushalayim. They built the Beis HaMikdash, which was a physical stone building. As we know, the Beis HaMikdash was based Yikar Lechol HaAmim. Or the Goyim could come down the Beis HaMikdash. They had the connection. The Beis HaMikdash was found completely and totally within the physical, so much so, it could be destroyed. Ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Because it was built and contained within the world. But within the world, it was a mokma shchina, mokma sita shchina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the shefa for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chiyas, the ruchnis that could come down to the world, could come through the Beis Medrash, and from there spread out around the world. There was a place for it to be found. And therefore it goes down in stages, came in stages. Such a great idea, such a powerful gilu, such a ruchnis can't come in one go, and it comes down in stages. Mishkan, Shilai, and Beis Mikdash. And perhaps that's why the top level of the Mishkan we know is Ir HaTachash. Ir HaTachash. HaTachash was an unusual idea, it's an unusual animal. It was something that never existed before and didn't exist afterwards. It existed only at the time. But not only did it only exist at the time, it was created only at that time. Meaning, all other things we know that existed only in that time, for example, the Pia Osn by Bilam, or the Pia Be'er by Kerach, the Elish of Avraham Avinu, they were all created by Nashmoshes. They were created already with Bris Olam. They were hiding, they were there, they were hidden, and they were revealed at the time they needed. By the Tachash, we don't find that. The Tachash is not listed amongst the things that were created at Bris Olam. It was created only at the time. Why? What was so special about the Tachash that had to be different? What's that? With this we can understand. If the Tachash was the top level of the Mishkan, it was the highest covering on the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was the Mokum which connected us between Shemayim and Boretz, that means that the Tachash, so to speak, is the interface between Shemayim and Boretz. So it's got to be the highest connection. So it's got to be something which is found within this world, but it's not really a part of this world.
The material was a plant?
The Tachash was an animal, the skin of an animal. So it was something which has got to be found within this world, but not a part of this world. And that way it can connect between the Shemayim and Boretz. And perhaps that's the reason why the Tachash was such an unusual idea and had to be used in the Mishkan. Al-Kapon. And we see that the there's such a level of ruchni, such a level of guli has to come down in stages. And in this way is the way the Mishkan connects to Shabbos. The Mishkan was a place on earth, a place in the world, in space, which was the connection to Shabbos, where the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come through. Shabbos is the time in the week. Shabbos is the time when they can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through more than any other time. Meaning that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the Sheish made gracious, says, means everything was complete. The world was at its complete perfection. The world had come to its tachlis, its place we're supposed to be in, as the pasuk says, it was done, finished. The Adam Arishon who lived in Gan Eden still for the first Shabbos, Chazal tell us he was never from the Eir HaGonos. What's the Eir HaGonos? Chazal say the Eir HaGonos is the light which the tzaddikim are nenim from Lasid Lovay. That means there was complete the culmination of the tachlis of the world was, so to speak, happened that week. It means the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at its highest level. That's Shabbos. And that happens when all the work is done. When all the work of the week is done, you come to a Shabbos, which is a Gilui of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both the same Gilui. One's in time, one's in space. Therefore, say Chazal, when I look at the Gilui of the Mishkan, I see what's been created. I see how I created the Mishkan. How did I come to a building, a space which is able to contain, so to speak, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The way I get to that, any action I use to create that must be a contradiction to having that Gilui. If I carry on doing the action, it means to say, one second, we're not finished yet. There still needs more to be done, and the Gilui is not ready yet. We're not done, we're not complete. That's a contradiction. If the world is complete, the 6 days of creation are complete, and Shabbos is a Gilui, we have a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, there can't be more work to be done. And the work to be done, which is a contradiction, is obviously only work that leads to the Gilui, that leads to the Ruchnis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the work that leads to the Ruchnis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, is the work that we use to build the Mishkan, which is ultimately the same purpose, the same tachlis. Therefore, as I said, Chazal, any melacha which is used to create the Mishkan, which is used to bring the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is used to bring Ruchnis into the world, in space, in the area of space, an area, is the same malach which is going to be forbidden. It's going to contradict when the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the world through the space of time. And Chazal go through, interestingly, Chazal go through the connections between the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the creation of the world itself. The Medrash tells us the pasuk says, "Mochin l'shiftecho pa'al tashem mikdash Hashem kenu yedecho." On Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi said, Lomo hu eim ha'ashem ohavti me'im be'isecho u'mekim mishkan kvedecho. Why does it say, I have loved the place of your house and your mishkan? It says, Majid b'shvil sheshokol keneged b'ris eilom. The mishkan is keneged b'ris eilom, creation of the world. Why? Kate said, why? B'rishan k'siv, on the first day of creation, it says, B'rishas bore likim, the beginning of Shpoch created Esa Shemaim, the heavens, Esa Oretz, and the earth. U'k'siv, and it says, Neitah Shemaim Kairiyah. He spread out the heavens like a curtain. Mishkan k'siv, the Mishkan it tells us, V'sisa Yirias Izim, make a curtain for the top. B'sheini Yirakiyah, the second day it says, create a sky, there should be a sky. Ve'im ben Avdola, and it separates. Shenema, Ve'imatul v'mayin l'mayin k'shvoch, separated between the upper waters and the low waters. V'mishkan k'siv, Ve'vdila ha'pareches lochem. There should be a curtain, a pareches, which separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'shlish on the third day k'siv mayim, Shenema, Yikovu ha'mayim, the waters should gather together. V'mishkan k'siv, Basisa kir nechishes, V'kanei nechishes, V'nesata shom ha'mayim, create a kir to hold the water. Revi on the fourth day, or Ma'iris, the sun, moon, and stars. And the base of Mikdash is in the Mishkan, it says, Vasisa Menoras Zohov, a Menorah also for light. Bechamish on the fifth day, Bara Ephus was the birds. Shanema Yishutsu Amaim, Nefesh Chai, Vo'ifu Ephus, the birds should fly. Ube Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, Kenegdon, Lasis Kobonis, Kvosim Ephus, to make Kobonis. We bring Kobonis, which are birds, the birds were Kobonis. Ube Mishkan, Mishkan, Kruvim, Poisik, Kruvim, Namal, the Mishkan had the Kruvim, which had the wings that spread above. And on the sixth day, Shmuel created man, Shenema, Yivrikim, so Odom. And the Mishkan, we had a Kohen Gadol, which was a Aaron HaKohen, who was Nimshach in order to be Mechapa on Odom Rishon. On the seventh day, we have a Chulu HaShemayim Boretz. The Shmuel who finished the creation of Shemayim Boretz, Mishkan said, V'techal Kol HaAvedus. And all the work finished. I mean, the finishing of Bris Olam and the finishing of Avedus in the Mishkan were connected. And the Midrash goes on, the further Midrashim go on at length, and how they connect every different Avodah, how it connects to the... But ultimately, the idea the Midrash is telling us is that the Meleches HaMishkan and the Meleches Shemayim Boretz, the Avodah of Bris HaOlam, were connected with the same. The creation, therefore the Pasuk tells us that, Shmuel who gave Bezalel and the Holy of a special Chochmah Vavina. What's a Chochmah? So that tells us, Chochmah is the idea of Bris HaOlam, the way Shmuel, so to speak, created the world. Those idea, the idea of etzim creation, the idea of safety tzir, that idea of creation itself, they understood, and they put those kavonas into the creating of the Mishkan. The creating of the Mishkan was equivalent to creating the world. Therefore, arresting from creating the Mishkan, or stopping the completion of the creating of the Mishkan, is equivalent to the completion of Bris Olam. Therefore, Shabbos and the Mishkan are not just next to each other, but they are intertwined and connected. But in truth, this whole gilui, this whole idea of having a mishkan and having to come down in stages from having a mishkan to Shiloh and to Noiv Gevoel and so on to Yerushalayim until we have the ultimate gilui of the Beis Hamikdash. Really, ideally, it shouldn't have been such a long process over so many stages. It should have happened straight away. As soon as Klal Yisrael got the Torah, the Luchos Rishonos, and our Sinai, immediately they should have been zeicher to a full gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A full gilui of what's equivalent we call Yemesa Mashiach, ultimate Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, complete with a full Beis HaMikdash on the spot with everything. It wouldn't have needed this whole long drawn out process till the Beis HaMikdash, which could ultimately be destroyed, and we're still in this process in order to get to Yemesa Mashiach. It would have happened straight away. What stopped it? Klal Yisrael came along, whatever the eagle. Klal Yisrael, whatever the eagle. And whatever the eagle, they so to speak cut off any connection between Shemayim Boretz. They came on, they disconnected it. They were Eva Vizor. Vizor says, Ribbon Hashem, the connection is not direct. There's something else in the way, we're going a different way. The connection is not clean. As soon as Eva Vizor, there's no connection over here, there's no Mishkan, there's no Gilui. If there's no Gilui, nothing we can do about it. And Moshe smashed the Luchos. When Klal Yisrael came, they did Tshuva. Moshe was Mechapa. And there was Zechut the second Luchas. But when there was Zechut the second Luchas, it was a different story. It was Psol Lachosh Le Luchas Havani. Brock said to Moshe, you go, you make the Luchas. You create the Luchas, you cut them, you make them, and then I'll be Mekadosh them from up here. But you have to make the Luchas. Once you get to a Mishkan which is Mechapa, and the Rebbe said, go make a Mishkan, and the Mishkan will be Mechapa on the Eagle. But it's not the same Mishkan that was. This Mishkan that you make is a Mishkan that you have to make. You create it, You build it over time, and over time you'll get to Beis Hamikdash. Till you get to the ultimate Beis Hamikdash, and the Gilui will come slowly through your work. I'll be Mekadosh it, but it's got to be your work. Once it's your work, it's not the same Gilui as it was from original. It wasn't the same Gilui as it was of Luchos Rishonos. Therefore, with that we can understand why the eagle is bang in the middle of the Parshas HaMishkan. First, there was a Tzivya Mishkan. The Kohen commanded them to create a Mishkan. And the Mishkan was supposed to be a Mishkan, which would have been the end to end of all buildings. It would have been a Gilui, finished Mashiach straight away. Klal Yisrael were over the eagle. Therefore, the Mishkan they built afterwards was not the same Mishkan they built before. It was a different Mishkan. It was a Mishkan which was a slow process of Gilui, a slow process of connection. Slowly, which was only the build-up, this Mishkan was only the lead-up to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't the ultimate Gilui. Therefore, the Tzivui and the actual build of the Mishkan were not the same thing. There was a break in the middle. The break in the middle was the eagle. Therefore, the Torah puts the Parsha of the eagle bang in the middle of the Parsha of the Mishkan. At the same time, the Torah spends tremendous length telling us all about the Mishkan, because that's the ultimate purpose. The reason why we're in this world, our purpose in this world, is to bring down the Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Megalek Kved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world. And the way to do that is through the Mishkan. The connection comes through the Mishkan. That connection, as Chazal tell us, that all tefillahs go through Shlaim to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where they got to Shemaim. The connection is through the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, seeing as it being the purpose and the Ikkah, the Torah spends so long over the story of the Mishkan. But ultimately, even though we get to the Beis HaMikdash, when Klal Yisrael got to the Beis HaMikdash, and they built the Beis HaMikdash in all its splendor, and Shmuel was Meskada, they had a Malchus Shemayim, they ruled the world, it was clear that Shmuel was Melech. The clarity was there. Still, it wasn't complete. It still hadn't got to the level it should have been before the Egel. As we saw, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So it still wasn't there. So Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm going to give you something else to be Mechapa. Mishkan is not enough to Mechapa. Shabbos is not enough to Mechapa. I'm going to give you one other thing to be Mechapa. The Por Aduma. Por Aduma is going to be Mechapa. How's the Por Aduma Mechapa? So as we said, what was missing? What was still missing was there's an element of Tumah in the world, this thing called Misa. The Gemara of Yitzhar tells us that had Klal Yisrael not been over the eagle, had they not been over the eagle, the Dura Midbar would have lived forever. They would never have died. They would live forever. Misa would have taken away from the world. Their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong. The Chiyas they were living from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong, they would have lived forever. They would live forever. They were over the Chet HaEgel, Misa came back to the world again. So what's Misa? If someone's really connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's really connected to the true life, the true chiyas that comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't die. The Derech Midbar wouldn't have died. It's not possible to die. One's connected to the real source of life, how can one die? The only way that one can die is one disconnects from the source of life. When one disconnects. Meaning that Misa in itself only comes from a disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misa is only possible because we've disconnected the Ruch, we've said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want a connection with you. We want this world to be separate. Once we have that, it's possible to have Misa. It's possible to a person to die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created an idea of Misa. You created a Tumah. You created a disconnection. I'm going to give you a Paraduma, which is Mechapa. A Paraduma, which is Metahe. A Paraduma, which gives you the ability to reconnect again. Loshon Tahara, in Loshon Chazal, the test and the tzadi are interchangeable. So Tahara is the Loshon of Tzahara, of Tzoya. The Apostle tells us, Tzoya Tahasalatev, make a light. A clarity, a something where you can see with clearly what's going on. That's the paradigm. Torah is a tare, it's mechapa from the eagle. The eagle brought a disconnect, brought a barrier, a screen to Nasa and Shemaim. Says the paradigm, no. I'll be metaya, I'll give you a clarity. I'll open up the channel, so to speak, of ruchnis in this world, and you can connect and become a Klal Yisrael again. Therefore, the paradigm was also a kapora on the eagle. So, a very nice idea. But why do we lay in Parshas Parah this week? What's Parah this week? We should leave Parshas Parah. Chukas, leave it where it is. It's over there. It's a kapara on the eagle. Then we don't have a Parah today. What's it got to do with us? What do we care? Specifically, we take out a special Sefer Torah, lay in Parshas Parah, and only in the weeks between Purim and Pesach. What's going on? Why Parah? How does that relate to us? The Gemara in Megillah has machlekas whether on a year, on a leap year, on an Ibbah year, we have two Ados, do we get Purim in the first Ador or in the second Ador? Adoration, Adoshen, The Gemara says the reason to keep it Adarishan is Rizim Akdim El Mitzvahs. Rizim Akdim, a mitzvah comes, do it straight away. No, don't wait. First month. The Gemara Paskins, no. We keep it in the second Ador. Why the second Ador? The Gemara says the reason is Masmich Geula LeGeula, to bring close one Geula to another Geula. The Geula of Purim to the Geula of Pesach. I mean, the Gemara is telling us there's a connection here, a real connection. There's a connection to Geula of Purim, which must be next to the Geula of Pesach. Geula of Purim is not something which is, we have Purim, and then a few weeks later we have a Pesach, and put them together, they're similar, put them together. Purim and Pesach must be a connection. There's a lead from Purim to Pesach. What's the connection? Purim, as we know, Purim is the win of the war of Amalek. Amalek tried to destroy us. Haman was Amalek. He tried to destroy us. We won. We destroyed Amalek. It's Amalek. What's so great about Amalek? Who are Amalek? What are Amalek doing? The pasuk tells us that Amalek is Rishis Goyim. Rishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is Rishis Goyim. The beginning, the first. So mean the first beginning. It means Amalek are coming along and saying to us, you know who we are? We're the top of the world. We start the world. The world starts with us. We're the Rishis Goyim. There's nobody above us. There's nobody beyond us. We are the first. Meaning, there's no Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't exist. This world is an existence by itself. We do what we want, how we want, and we decide. Ruchnias, Kedusha, doesn't exist. We're in control. We're the Rishis. We're the beginning. We're the start. We're the ones who are in control and demand this world. We're the Rishis Goyim Amalek. If Amalek are coming to disconnect, we can't connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't connect. We can't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't be mekabel Ruchnias. We can't bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into this world. If there's Amalek, we're disconnecting. Therefore, we find whenever there is a binyan Beis HaMikdash, before Beis HaMikdash, when David built Beis HaMikdash, before that we had Shaul, who destroyed Amalek. First you had Shaul to kill Agog. Shaul had to destroy Amalek. The barriers are gone. We can now have Beis HaMikdash, which connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezra built by Hashemi. First we destroy Haman. Mordechai destroys Haman. There's Amalek are gone. The barriers are taken away. We can now connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Amalek. Amalek tries to disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we want to connect. Pesach. That's Purim. Purim is taking away the barriers, destroying Amalek, we're trying to disconnect. Pesach is when we become the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is when Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim, and they became a nation, the Mekabel Torah, they became a nation, and they became the ones who are Mekabel Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and we're the Am. It was the later, the Bria of Klal Yisrael was on Pesach. So before you have a creation of Klal Yisrael, who connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down into this world, first you've got to destroy Amalek. You've got to remove the barriers, you've got to get rid of Amalek. Once you've got rid of Amalek, we can now bring Hashem and we can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In between, we have Parshas Poro. As we explained, Parshas Poro is Metai, the Poro is Metai, Loshon Tzoy, the clarity. The Poro opens up the ability to connect, it opens the channels of communication, it opens up the ability to be Mekabel, the Ruch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Seder is beautiful. We have Parshas Zohar, we get rid of Amalek. Parshas Poro, we then open up the channels, we open up the connection, the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have Parshas HaChodesh, which is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, which is the Bria of Klal Yisrael. We become a nation, Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem. Therefore, we lay in the Parsha of Poro within this week. So much so that the Rishonim, who hold that Parshas Poro is Deraiser. We know Poro is a Korban. Poro is a Korban. And by Korbanos, we have a rule. On a Shalma Purim Tzfasenu. If you can't bring a Korban, you're not able to, but you can say over the Parsha of the Korban, it's like bringing the Korban itself. It means when we lay Parsha's Purim tomorrow in Shul, it's not just reminiscing, remembering what was, but on the contrary, we are actually bringing a Purim Duma and we're reopening the channels, we're reopening the ability to connect. There comes a Pesach, we can become a Klal Yisrael, a Am Yisrael, who the Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem. But how do we take that day to day? It's a nice idea. Tomorrow we can sit there and we can try and come to Pesach, take it through what we can, what we can't. How do we actually take this day to day? How do we take the Parshas Poro into our lives and take on through the year? The Rambam, we know, wrote down and fixed 13 ikrim, 13 principles of faith, 13 animamins that one must believe in. Some say them every day. One must believe in all these 13 ideas to be considered from Yid. The 12th principle, the 12th one of the Yigam Likrim, 12th one is Ani Mamin Bemuna Shalema, Bebias HaMashiach, and the Kama Mashiach, Ve'afal Pishis Mameh, even though it delays, Achakale Becholim Shiovi, away from every day. Now, Briskrov asks, it's an interesting way of putting it down. We say, I believe in the Kama Mashiach, and then ask a question, 1 minute, I have reason to doubt, Yismameh, delayed, I have reason to doubt, it's okay, I still believe, I'm still waiting. It's an unusual way of, we don't say, animamin, I believe in Schava Inish, even though I see Tzadik Rale, Tzadik has a bad in this world, and the Rosh has a good, still I believe. I believe Kshboch created the world, and even though I can't see it clearly, I believe it. We don't say that, no question and answers. Why is the 12th Ikkah different? Why suddenly do we say, V'afopish Yismameh, no, it's okay, I still believe. And Briskrov says like this. He says the 12th Ikkah is not just one belief by itself. It's not just one emunah that Mashiach will come. He says, on the contrary, says Briskrov, there's two beliefs here. There's one belief Mashiach will come, and there's another belief, there's another principle called Chakele. I wait for him. Now, waiting for Mashiach doesn't mean I sit here, when's he coming? It means there's a process. There's something I must do. There's something I can do to further the end, to further the goal of Mashiach coming. What can I do? How do I further the goal? What's the equation? The answer, Mefarshim says, is one answer. That's called Torah. Torah. Learning Torah is what brings Mashiach to the world. Learning Torah. One learns Torah as much as one can. One adds a little bit more when one can. The learning of that Torah is what connects Akshvokh. It's what Akshvokh Chazal tell us. The Ein Lecha Akshvokh doesn't have Beilom El Adad Amas Shel Alocha. The four Amas of Alocha. Means when Akshvokh comes and sees what's in this world, the Mokmat Torah is what brings the Gilei Akshvokh into this world. Every bit of learning one does, whenever and wherever it might be, however much it might be, that learning Torah brings and connects at that point the Akshvokh to this world. And that process of learning Torah is what brings Mashiach in his time. And that, says the Briskrov, the Mefarshim explained, that is the idea of Chakele, the Ikkah. Not only is there Mashiach, there's a process in how to get to understand Mashiach. Perhaps with that we can understand one final point. The Pasuk starts in Parshas Parah, Zeus Chukas HaTorah Odom Kiyomas Poel. Why is Zeus Chukas? This is the statue, this is a Chukah of the Torah. Why Chukas HaTorah? First, we'll ask, you should say, Zois Chukas HaPorah. Why is this Chukas HaTorah? It's Porah. What we've explained here, perhaps you can understand, the purpose of the Porah, the purpose of the Porah Aduma, is to open up the channels, to open up the ability to connect, to open up the ability to mekabel ruchnis into our lives, mekabel ruchnis into the physical world. That's the ultimate purpose of Torah. The ultimate purpose of Torah is the clarity, is the tzoya, is the tahara, the clarity it brings, is the clarity one gets, the clarity of ruach that brings into one world when one learns Torah, when one connects to Torah. Therefore, it says the Torah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, this clarity, this tahara which comes through Parah Aduma, this is the chuk of Torah. This is what the Torah wants. This is the idea. And Shmuel should help us that this year we should mekabel the Parah, we should get the tahara, and we should come towards our Pesach, and we mekabel the Malzak Rish Baruch Hu, and be Zeuch Mashiach Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.